some of Alaska's school cafeteria food is supplied by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to ensure minimum nutrition standards. But the federal government only brings it as far as Seattle. From there, the state of Alaska transports it to more than a dozen hubs across the state.
Those 13 locations are based on kind of population centers where we have more students.
That's Jo Dawson. She's the Childhood Nutrition Program Manager for Alaska's Department of Education and Early Development. Once the federally supplied food reaches Alaska, schools in remote areas of the state transport it the rest of the way to their communities. In southeast Alaska, some schools have used the Alaska Marine Highway System to transport the food from Juneau. The problem is, regional service has been shut down since late January, and minimal service isn't expected until next month.
Most of the districts haven't been affected.
That's the good news, but
we've had two, which are Chatham and Hoonah, that have been the most affected because they did use the ferry system, not only for the USDA foods, but for their regular commercial foods as well.
Those districts include schools in the remote communities of Angoon, Gustavus, Clukwan, and Hoonah. Chatham School District Superintendent Bruce Houck told KHNS that USDA foods bound for Angoon were stuck in a warehouse in Juneau for weeks. He declined to speak on tape, but in an email said the school reached out to the U.S. Coast Guard last month for help. But the Coast Guard said no.
If we were to deliver things based on a humanitarian need, it's typically because there would be no commercial avenues that are available.
Chief Petty Officer Matthew Schofield is a Coast Guard spokesman in Juneau.
In this particular case, the Coast Guard has been in direct contact with school district and staff there and essentially pointed them to different resources that are available commercially.
But merchants on the ground say it's not so easy. Shane Thompson would know. He runs Angoon Trading Company, the main store in town. Right now, Angoon is receiving goods by seaplane at 85 cents a pound. Thompson has also partnered with other residents to charter landing craft to make deliveries.
We don't have a real proper barge landing here in Angoon, so we've opted to enlist landing craft when we have a load that's big enough to bring over, which has been since October. It's been about every 3 weeks.
But it hasn't been consistent. That means it's hard to keep perishables stocked.
Fresh produce items and stuff that we would normally replenish every week, we run out of, and our dairy and that sort of thing, we run out of too.
Chatham School District officials said they had to fly fresh produce to Angoon School due to the shortage of food for their lunch program. The ferry Taslina is expected to resume runs to Angoon and Hoonah in March. That should bring some relief to both the schools and merchants. In the meantime, food drives organized in Juneau and Sitka are sending donations to the villages cut off by the shutdown of the Alaska Marine Highway System. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.